Residents of Kotlik are using emergency water supplies as crews attempt to reconnect the city's water system before the storage tanks are completely empty. The big surge of water and ice ripped up water and sewer lines, including the community's water source. At last check, they were down to just a few days of water.
The water pump is not in the river yet. We have no way of pumping more water until that pump is fixed.
Lori Mike is the Kotlik city manager. She says workers from the Alaska Rural Utilities Cooperative and local operators are working as fast as they can to connect to the river. In the meantime, residents are using imported water. 35 pallets of water came in from donations with the Alaska Commercial Company. More water came from the Emonic Corporation, the Red Cross, and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. Mike says 14 homes were impacted with water and ice damage. Some people are now leaving the school, which served as an emergency shelter, or their relatives' homes, and returning to their damaged homes.
Some have moved back into their homes, trying to get them heated up. The problem we're having now with the people returning to their homes is no heat. Their source of heat, the Toyo stove laser, damaged and cannot be turned on. So that's our main issue, is getting heat in their homes.
There are concerns about mold and serious damage to insulation in the floors. And there's also a broader public health risk. The water and ice surge ripped off the main sewage discharge line. Residents have been using honey buckets as backup while volunteers work to get the pipe connected back to the lagoon. Before the system could be shut off, it created a mess and a safety hazard.
So that's our concern right there. The raw sewage on the ground and there's water all over, and springtime comes, it's going to be unhealthy. But Kotlik is very marshy, and the water is going to be spreading all over.
Mike says Red Cross volunteers are in town and more should be on the way. She is working to set up a way to accept donations of warm winter clothes for the displaced families.